The House has narrowly passed a nearly $900 billion defense package. It's a bill that comes up every year and normally enjoys bipartisan support. This time around, most Democrats voted against it, arguing their GOP colleagues attached poison pill amendments on culture war issues like abortion that made the bill unacceptable. NPR's Barbara Sprunt has more.
On this vote, the yeas are 219 and the nays are 210. The bill is passed without objection.
With this, roughly six decades of precedent were shattered. Traditionally, members of both parties show significant support for the annual defense bill, which sets Pentagon policy and spending levels for the year ahead. But conservatives like Pennsylvania Congressman Scott Perry threatened to block a vote unless House Speaker Kevin McCarthy allowed changes to roll back racial diversity programs and prohibit specialized care for transgender service members or their families.
The military needs to be focused on readiness and lethality. And all these other things are distractors from that and harm our national security.
McCarthy relented and defended the move.
Radical programs that have forced our troops at the expense of readiness are now eliminated. Cutting-edge technology that is essential for the future of this country and to keep freedom around the world in the rise of China and Russia, will receive more investment than we've watched in the past.
Perhaps the biggest amendment that many Democrats say they couldn't stomach was offered by Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson to roll back Pentagon policies reimbursing servicewomen for travel costs out of state to obtain an abortion. Here's Jackson.
Taxpayer money provided to DOD is intended to provide for our national defense and our national security, not to promote and support the Biden administration's radical and immoral pro-abortion agenda.
After the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the Biden administration created a policy that covers just the travel costs of service members who obtain abortion services. Republicans say this violates a federal ban on using taxpayer dollars. New Jersey Democrat Mikey Sherrill, a veteran herself, argues the amendment puts servicewomen's lives at risk if they're stationed in states that have passed abortion restrictions.
How am I supposed to recommend to young girls in my district that they should attend a service academy like I did when we know this amendment would mean that they'd be signing away their right to basic health care? This amendment makes our servicewomen pawns in their extreme agenda and is a stepping stone to larger bans, restrictions, and wholesale disregard with women's health care in America.
The defense package includes items that lawmakers in both parties generally support, like a 5.2% base pay increase for service members. There's also increased access to childcare, health care, and housing for military families. But only four Democrats ended up voting for the bill. Here is Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries after the vote.
Extreme MAGA Republicans have hijacked a bipartisan bill that is essential to our national security and taken it over and weaponized it in order to jam their extreme right-wing ideology down the throats of the American people.
Few of these controversial policies are likely to advance in the Senate, where lawmakers are expected to vote this month on their own version of the defense package. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.